Recently, a man says to me, "Why do we so often defer to anyone and everyone except God?" You know, that's a real good question. Why do we do that? National Geographic has published several articles in the last year which consistently made scientists out as having discovered everything from the origins of the universe to the source of happiness. The titles, as advertised on the cover, would lead anyone to believe archaeologists and scientists have found the true source of everything. Yet, when you read the article, the writer is careful to use words like probably, maybe, it's possible, we think it might be likely. The articles almost always exclude God in any fashion and point the reader to everything not God. Through that kind of publishing, people are influenced to defer to scientists, archaeologists, their family doctor, college professors, or even the pastor of their church, virtually anyone above God. Why? In the Hebrew word used in Leviticus 19:15, Scripture reads, "You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor." For defer, or deference in this case, it doesn't mean to prolong or procrastinate, but to hold another up above others. In the word itself, God has hidden a more specific explanation, meaning that when we defer to another, we are making a conscious choice to open to God for life or to be closed to Him for our own alienation. The word represents a giant life-determining fork in the road as the beginning of greatness or the beginning of degradation. The path of our lives have many intersections, many circling back to the main road, and some which lead off into only God knows where. Who we choose to defer to isn't a small fork in the road, but a major galactic intersection. It may seem small, that little five-letter word, defer, but the direction we aim our feet determines our heart and mindset, and is easily seen in how we conduct ourselves and the details of our lives. Who or what we defer to influences what we see and hear, and the more we are influenced, the more we steer toward our deferences. Jesus said in Matthew 13:12, "To those who have, more will be given, and to those who have not, even what they have will be taken away." Wow. That's like saying the more we go towards the influence of our deferences, the more we'll be influenced by those whom we defer to. The more you go left, the more you go left, and the more you go right, the more you go right. In the end, either we defer to God or we defer to the world. I don't believe for a second that we can defer to God a little and the world a little. In our heart of hearts, many seem to believe there is some sort of middle of the road of faith. I think that's called being lukewarm, which is to never really buy into all the Lord has, and never really buy into all the world offers without God. And ain't nobody smart enough to do life without Him. You know, if you stand with one foot in the Old Testament and one foot in the New Testament, you will be torn in half. You can't have the law and grace together. It doesn't work like that. I can say with confidence, regardless of what we think, there really are only two choices, heaven or hell. Whose side are you on? It's the same question God asked Adam in the garden when he said, Where are you? He wasn't asking for a geographical location. He was asking, whose side are you on, buddy? My side or the devil's side? It was a choice Adam and Eve made, consciously choosing to defer to the snake or to defer to the Lord. For what reason do we often defer to anyone but God? Anger, unbelief, self-centeredness, hurt, indifference, probably all of those and more if we are honest. In my efforts to not be hurt by others, the enemy often accuses me of being indifferent, and I've struggled with believing I actually was. Here of late, though, I have discovered something. I know I defer to God with all my heart, and I'm pedaling my little tricycle just as hard as I can go in the name of Jesus. But yet I struggle with believing I'm indifferent versus caring too much. I've realized my apparent nonchalance is not indifference, but trust. I've also realized my own tendency to go over the top to maintain favor or to defer to anyone I encounter as being Mr. Go-Along to get along. Often I find myself among others in ministry who are viciously, while smiling, competing for roles of power, working day and night to build an incredible Christian resume. They seem to operate under the theological assumption that they use their gifts for the greatest opportunities to the fullest capacity, which results in success-driven leadership. We defer to them because they often imply to us, in the way they treat others and how they present themselves, that we should defer to them. And we often defer to that implication, thinking it is the way you're supposed to do this thing. We need to defer to God instead of deferring to someone who has a knack of turning everything into an emergency where they are the only ones who are skilled firefighters. I say we should defer to God and God alone. Not what does your pastor or some scientist think, but what does God think? Like when Elijah encountered the dry bones. The Lord asked, "What do you see?" Elijah's heart was revealed in his deferring to God by his reply of, "You know, Lord, you know." Ask yourself, how much effort do you spend making sure you maintain that other person's favor in order to keep the relationship? If you didn't defer to them, would they still be on board with you? In our society, our identity is measured by our contribution, and it's actually easier than we think to translate our standing with God to a platform of performance. It feels more like a contortion than deferring. Believe me, they don't know. But God does, and He's the only one we should defer to, first and last, as a habit. So, what do you think?